The main point I would like to make regarding preparation for prayer is that there is a risk in over-preparing prayer. And by this, I mean the tendency, the current tendency of associating prayer with a mental state. I suppose it is too familiar to you, those articles and even pictures of scientists analyzing people in prayer's mind. But the interesting point is that they always, or almost always, pick Buddhist people or people in the act of contemplation, for example, Carmelite nuns. And they analyze the way their brains react or act in the midst of that activity or lack of activity. When a person is in deep meditation, think of a Buddhist monk which is submerged in very deep meditation. What's going on in his brain? That's the sort of question they address. I have no doubt that whatever is happening in their brains is of interest of all of us. Of course it is. But my point is, what are we missing when we associate prayer just with that sort of activity, that particular activity? When we think of prayer as reaching that almost perfect tranquility, are we speaking of the same human activity that is described in the Bible? I think the question is very much to the point, because if we open up the Bible and we read the Psalms, we don't encounter people in tranquility. We meet people in anguish. They are asking, desperately asking for help. They are begging to be protected and sheltered. And they are eagerly longing for a better state, for a better situation. For example, I long for the house of the Lord. This is not a person in repose. This is a person in movement, and sometimes in very brisk, even violent movement. If I take a psalm as the one I mentioned the other day, Psalm 56, you can see, you can follow the ups and downs of that heart. The person is trying to trust, trying to put himself in the hands of the Lord, and at the same time is very much aware of the horrible situation in which is occurring his life. That person is going through a very difficult time. He's struggling with everything, and he's having no friends. At that point, the person bursts in prayer. When we think of prayer according to the Buddhist layout, a long preparation, both remote and immediate, is necessary. The person has to learn how to calm down, how to slow down, how to unwind. But when we think of prayer in terms of the Psalms, there's not much preparation that is really needed. What is needed is a sort of absolute faith, complete trust in the power of the Lord, complete trust in only one fact: He will intervene. He'll do something for me, because He always does something for His people. There is a consequence in the mentality that much preparation is needed to pray. And this is serious. When people think of a longer preparation for prayer, they are in the position of, first, I sort out my own problems. Then I go to my meditation / prayer. Because if I think of prayer as a very meditative, calm, serene act, of course, in my preparation, I have to sort out my own business, my own things, my own troubles. Only when I have leave all that behind me, I'm in the position of breathing with the proper rhythm and to achieve that tranquility I spoke of before. Think of a person with the serious resentment in her soul. This is a person that has every good reason to be resented. Her heart has been hurt, painfully hurt, and her wounds have proved enduring. It is a lasting feeling, and at the same time, nasty feeling. Now let's propose to that person. First, you sort out your resentment. Then you go to your exercise of meditation and prayer. What we are saying is that the person doesn't need that prayer to solve her problem, because we are asking her to solve first her problem by her own, and then, only then, go to prayer. So in the process of asking for a long and very well duly performed preparation, we are really saying that the person has to redeem herself, has to go through her struggles by her own, and then in the best possible scenario that person will receive some sort of reward or prize in prayer. That's almost the opposite of biblical prayer. That's almost the opposite. In prayer, according to the Bible, we get that sort of strength and help we need to overcome, to sort out our own problems, small and great. Be they little or huge, our troubles are meant to be sorted out with God's help. If that is the case, and it is, if that is the case, the theory of a long preparation is ultimately denying God's action, God's saving power, God's grace. That is why, more and more, my advice to people in real difficulty is, please learn to pray with anger. Learn, please, to pray with your longing, your anguish, your anger, your sadness, your whatever. That's not to be sorted out before you pray. That's the beginning of your prayer. Well, these are my thoughts about this point, about this issue, and I hope you can find something useful in them. God bless you.